Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. One, keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. One, keep moving.
Having too much fun. Now let's do this thing. Happy, happy, happy Monday. Come on in. By the way, before we begin the big podcast today, thank you to all the little children sitting in the back seat of their parents' car, their uncle's car, their aunt's car. I don't know, in the back seat, maybe the third seat of the minivan. Maybe you're all the way in the back of the pickup truck in the pickup truck bed because you live in Tennessee, and I've seen that. Maybe you are. I don't know. And they're telling you, listen to the Daily Boost. It's good for you. It's going to make your life better. You're like, yeah, but I don't like that music. You sent me notes this past week. You love the new theme music, so thank you for that. And to you parents, you're welcome. I've just calmed the children for you. All right, so today we're going to talk about motivation. Is that cool? Imagine that. A guy that has a company called MotivationToMove.com, a highly motivated individual. You could recognize me wherever you go because I'm one of those people. I want to be like him. Yeah. I know a few things. And if you're not a highly motivated individual, by the end of the show, you'll have three techniques to help you be that way. And it's kind of a brotherhood, sisterhood. It's a hood. That's what it is. We see each other. I mean, we kind of nod to each other walking down the road like, how you doing, man? It's like having a beard. Being a beard bro, you kind of do this wink-wink thing, you know, to each other. It's kind of, yeah, same thing. We'll do that. Hang on for the ride. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Having more fun than the boss said I was allowed to have. Wait a second, Scott, who's the boss? Well, I am. The boss is me. Thank you very much. And you're the boss of you, too. So you can do whatever you want to do. Think that way today, but make sure you got your house in order before you do. Because sometimes people go do the stuff they think they want to do, but their house is not in order. Yeah. That's a later podcast. We'll talk about that. So before I get going today, how's your goals going? New Year's goals. Now, I made a really big goal this year, and So I decided I was going to read the Bible. I've been wanting to read the Bible my entire life. I've had a Bible. I did the basic story. I never read the Bible. And I met three kinds of people. Those who read the Bible and know the Bible. Those who've never read the Bible. And those who want to read the Bible in like a year. And I set off on that goal, and now at 26 days in, every single day, 7 days a week, just got through Genesis. Whoa, what a way to start the world. Anyway, how are your goals going? Day by day, they get harder every day you do them, don't they? Got to sustain yourself. How do we do that? By asking a simple question that I always ask on a Monday, have you done your homework? Because in that homework is one question, how's my life going? And here's what I mean by that. Usually, your little boss of me is talking inside our head, giving a rolling commentary about how our life is going, but we never stop to actually pay attention to it. And there may be something you want to change, maybe something you haven't thought about for a while, maybe something you thought about but you didn't write down. So we have to stop and think about it. So at the end of this program, I want you to take about 30 seconds, maybe a minute, if you are a highly motivated individual, and you will be after this show. Take a minute. What's going really good and you want to keep it that way? What needs to get better? What really stinks and you want to stop it? What's in the middle driving you crazy? Do your homework. Okay, Doc. Talk about motivation. As a kid, not even as a kid, but today, I still wonder why I can't always have my way. I mean, mom and dad were not mean to me, but they were mean because they wouldn't let me grow up the way I wanted to. I had to move out of my house, go out to be an adult, and everything was going to be different. Has that happened to you? Have you noticed that it's still the same? It's like you can adult all you want to, but it's still the same. You can't get it your way, can you? Man, just wasn't my parents, was it? It was, everybody like turned down my requests about what I wanted to do. Hard to stay motivated. Life kept getting in the way. What's even worse, I was getting my own way most of the time. That's usually been the big problem. I am almost always the problem. I'll take that back. I am always the problem. If I'm not getting what I want, it's my problem. If my clients are not getting what they want, it's their fault. Okay, that sounds bad. Okay, reel that back a little bit. It's my fault because I haven't been able to get them to do it, but it's really their fault because they haven't done it, right? Does that make sense? Oh my God, there goes three more people. They just left me for somebody else. I've joked over the years that I'm the boss of me, and why don't I do what I say? You're the same person. I mean, you look different than me. I mean, your passport doesn't look like mine or anything. We're the same people, though. You say you're going to do something and then you don't go do it, even though you mean to do it. Not everybody, not all the time. Okay, don't take this as a big old blanket across you. It's not that. But eventually you're going to have a big ass goal. You're going to have a big motivating mission. You're going to have something you really want to go after. Motivation is how you get it. Now, I've talked about this before. When you find your passion, you will find motivation. When you find your passion, you get motivated to do it. Why? Because the motivation will just come off the passion so you can do the passion thing more, right? The more you do that, the more you build purpose in life. The more you build purpose, the more you understand a meaning. You look at life differently, and eventually you build a legacy. So motivation is really key here. It is a never-ending resource. You can recharge it constantly. The old science has said motivation is something that wears out over time. And I talked about that for a long time. I never believed it, but eventually I got to the point where I saw some signs. I said, no, it doesn't. Because I looked at it. All the scientists said you can only push yourself so hard and be motivated so hard for so long. And then eventually you got to stop and recharge yourself because you just get worn out. You just can't keep going forever. And yet I looked around at myself and other people. I said, well, wait a second. I just keep on going. Because have you ever done this? Have you ever had a really long day? I mean, you're out there like humping and bumping all. Different words next time, Scott. You're out there doing that. You're just getting on it all day. Change your words, Scott. Just, okay. You know what I mean? You're going at it all day. You have worn yourself out. You got to go home, have yourself a beer, a glass of wine, something like that, or a milk or an orange juice if you're in the back of the pickup truck with those kids. You're so tired, you can't move. Then your friend calls, hey, Garth Brooks is in town. Yeah, I heard he's here. I got an extra ticket in the skybox. You want to go? I can pick you up in 10 minutes. Can't do it in 11. It's got to be 10. Boom, I got the most energy in the world. Garth or somebody like that, right? It's amazing how it just comes back. So motivation is powerful. It is not fleeting. It does kind of come and go, but you got to pay attention to it. So how do you get the motivation? Let's dig into that. Number one, I know you're waiting. This show's going to go long today. I'm sorry for that. Number one, your physiology dictates your feelings. The absolute easiest way to break free from any slump you're in today is to stand up, take a step, and repeat. Movement wakes up your body, guides your emotions, and makes anything possible. If you think you can sit in front of your computer or sit on the treadmill, well, treadmill's good. Drive in your car, listen to a podcast, and get motivated, you can, but it's not going to stick. If you need to get something done, you got to get off your butt and do it. Physically move. Not type an email, not make a phone call. No, move. Can you do that? So you are, you're human. If you're not a human, these rules do not apply. Maybe they do, though. Number two. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options, hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Focus fuels your fire. Fuse your fire.
I don't know why I want to sound like George Bush when I say that.
Fuse your fire.
If you are unmotivated, you drift in the wind with no direction. Shifting your thoughts in a positive direction toward what excites you, breaks you out, and gets you moving. So focus fuels your fire. What is that? It's clarity about what you want to be doing. If you haven't taken the time to figure out exactly what you want, why you want it, and how you're going to do it, you have no focus. If your focus is trying to figure out what you want to do, that's your focus. Get it done and move on. Your purpose is your purpose if you don't know your purpose. So physiology, got to move physically. Secondly, you got to focus, focus, focus on what you want. Number three, the words you say create the emotions you feel. Negative self-talk will drag you and everybody else down.
Everything changes when you make the words you say to yourself internally and externally positive and uplifting. Words matter much more than you think. It's crazy how much they matter. Even this podcast, this is me. I mean, I'm not making up any words. I'm not trying to be anything I'm not. In fact, problem is I'm too much of who I am. Very unlike other people that do my work. It turns some people off. Other people like, dig it, finally, somebody who's real. Yeah. In this world of AI, welcome to maybe the world's last human podcast. I'm not kidding. You're human. Your brain isn't wired to stay motivated constantly. I mean, it has the potential to do it. You want to do it, but you know, you kind of drift back to that default mode network where your brain kind of drifts. That's where you're going to spend most of your time. And frankly, that's where all your good ideas come from. If you want tight focus, you got to think about it. You got to move, focus on what you want, and use those positive, uplifting, driving words. I don't care less what they are, as long as they drive you to what you want. Make sense? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook is where you can find the conversation going on right now. It's fun. I'll be there. I'm there right now. Call me out. We'll talk. We'll bug it back and forth. It's kind of probably the only way you can get directly to me is at DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. See you tomorrow. Bye.